Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday, July 19th version of the Blog Radio talk show called Optimize Your Life, which is sponsored by the 501c3 Hope Collection nonprofit founded by Dr. Joel Griffin over 10 years ago and some like-minded people who wanted to provide a program that would be in this show is kind of like the launching pad for reaching out to others and providing hope. Our theme is called Helping Others by Helping Them Help Others. And this show is brought to you by the Hope Collection Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time. We archive the show, so if you ever wanted to invite somebody to a show, and we have titles. This one's called Health and Wellness. Generally, Coach G, Gary Helfenstein, is hosting or running the show today. I know he's on an East Coast, West Coast conference call this morning, so I'm not sure when he will be able to join us or not. But we want to welcome you today and let you know that there are incredible, very positive things in motion, that there's programs that are in action, and there's lives being changed. With a theme called Helping Others by Helping Them Help Others, you can see by that title that it means that there's something happening. It's just not osmosis and just kind of by accident. By design, the folks that are part of the Hope Collection, and you can be a member for not free. There's no contract and there's no secret. The secret agenda is helping others by helping them help others. And to do this, we have 8 columns with, we'll call those titles, that are areas that we provide people, connections, companies, and services directly with someone from one person to another. And you can know the person, you can come to know the person that would provide you with the services and the programs. The areas we operate under is health, wellness, family, faith, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. What we've been doing for over 10 years is on a daily basis finding out that there's people that have different kinds of needs and wants, desires, and we have solutions. In fact, you could just tell someone as you're talking to them and they mention an issue, you say, well, I might be able to help you with that. We might have a solution, and connect them with the Hope Collection and somebody that you might meet through the Hope Collection, through this call, or through the knowledge base of who the team is. You'll be around us, you'll learn who the team is. And in doing so, you can make things happen in somebody's life anywhere in the country. And we've been doing this for over 10 years. I remember the day we started the organization was in the living room at Bristol Harbor Condominiums in Canandaigua, New York. My wife and I had spent the evening with Joel and Artis that night, and the day before had been at a gathering. And so rather than coming all the way home to Buffalo, we stopped at their home. And then Sunday morning was something we hadn't planned, but we ended up so funny. So I had a pair of shorts and like a T-shirt. Joel lent me a pair of slacks. I still have them. And he lent me a little gym bag. I still have it. And that kind of has always been, we've kept those. And it's just kind of real special because it's a link between Joel and Artis. It's like Joel and Artis, you always hear this saying, if someone give you the shirt off their back, well, Joel gave me his pants too. Guys, it's just kind of neat to have that kind of relationship with somebody and still have it. And so going forward, we are actually finding new ways to deliver the products and the programs and the services that we have. Somebody could need a career. Well, we have opportunities in careers. We have opportunities in training. Someone might say, well, I don't want to learn to be, you know, I used to work in the trucking business before COVID, and I'd like to get back into it. Well, we have courses that are certifications in logistics. So you can go online and go to our site and get connected to expert training, get certified, and use that to enhance your portfolio, your resume, and submit. And even have places to submit for where you, let's say you live in Colorado Springs, or you live in Tennessee, and you wanted to live somewhere else. Well, we've got connections every place in the world. that you can use your data that you put together and get help, because you actually can get a coach too, another category we have with coaching. And you can get just a general coaching program outline to work with, or you can get a personalized, actual live individual coach, trained coach, a certified coach. And so you can get that, life coaching, goal training, all those things. How about after you wanted to own, let's say you wanted to own a business. Well, we've got programs. Like, I'll give you an example. Through the Hope Collection, I was introduced to the travel industry. And we have a mutual friend and a leader in the travel industry. His name is Rick Reese. He operates a program called Marketplace Ministries. And it's how he takes building and helping someone to build their own individual owned business, ownership, and be able to create a cash stream and a flow that's not only you can earn for your family, but it's generational. You can forward it, and you can forward that to the next generation in your life and your family. So you're being a lifetime growing prosperity. We have the ePantry program, which is so simple, and I recommend every single person to take advantage of that. ePantry allows you to buy, get inside the terms, inside the supply chain. In fact, I ask people lots of times, are you inside or outside? You're inside what? Are you inside the supply chain, or are you buying like a consumer? Well, I thought being a consumer was good. Well, being a consumer means you're alive, so you're buying and using things to live. But being on the inside of the supply chain allows you to earn money on it, create, again, cash stream, and, again, build an equity and an entity that can be transferable. So, I have somebody calling me, and I'm the only one on the show, hosting the show today, I can't leave the show to go to the person trying to reach me also. So anyways, we have multiple ways. We've got investing programs, like, you know, you see on TV all these commercials for coins and gold coins and silver coins and gold and silver metals. We got that. We got a program that's been fully vetted called 7K Metals. I personally took advantage of it, and I've taken a small amount of money. Literally, it's worth a third more than what it was when I started. It wasn't that small, so it is a chunk of money, guys, and very worthwhile. And I would, you know, you might want to consider that as a way, an option. We provide options for individuals. We have people that are looking for ways to improve their life. And one guy that we have that lives in Tennessee, his name's Derek. I'm going to introduce him and say hi, because Derek has been an animal going out there and just sharing the idea, sharing the message. And he's very, very successful at bringing people to look at and take a close look at becoming a member of the Army of the Hope Collection. Well, as the day goes, we want you to know that we're here for you. We're here to help you continue to grow and continue to find ways. I'm going to try and take this call that's coming in right now and answer it. Let's just see. Well, without losing this call, I don't want to hang up this. I'm going to just take a look at this. Okay. Well, I'm answering these questions here as the best I can. I see that the regular host of the Monday edition of Blog Talk Radio has joined us, and I know that he's been on this coast-to-coast Zoom call, conference call this morning, and I'd like to welcome to the show. And hello, Gary. How are you this morning?
Well, greetings from sunny Buffalo, New York. Well, I'd like to say broadcasting, but we're joining the broadcast from our South Buffalo studios today. And Ron, I thank you for filling in and opening this on time. And I assure you that it was such a beneficial conference call that I said it takes precedence over this. And look, you covered my backside and took it over. So you're moderating. You know who's on. Tell me where we go from here, Ron.
Well, right now it's you and I. Derek had been on earlier, but I know whoever is at his house is asking him to go to the store. So I think he had to go leave, and so he's not on any longer. Working on projects this morning. They're all part of our daily, weekly routine of building the momentum and the moving the actual program in place down the road further and putting more together. That's what I've been active doing this morning. And as you were actually doing that, because when we are able to improve our individual lives, and we don't talk about ourselves much on this call, but there's a time when we turn around and we can really be a benefit to each other. Gary, I got another call coming. Can I just take and see what this is a second?
Absolutely. I'll take it over from here.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's you and I alone here, but I'll give you a little bit of background to why I was a little bit late to the show today. But I was on a number of calls this morning, and my first call of the day was with Bristol Mountain Ski Resort. And Bristol Mountain is a perfect example of a medium-sized ski area. Then their normal 3 to 4 month ski season around all 12 months. In other words, we call it four-season fitness or four-season recreation. And the marketing director there is a fine young lady, recently graduated from an Ivy School university. And her major was in marketing. So in my consultation, as the founder of Ski With Me, I deal largely with marketing directors. Now, ideally, I'd love to talk with the owners or the major principals, but they often say, if your ideas are good, we'll put you in touch with the marketing manager. And indeed, I am in touch with many, many market managers. So, just a bit of background to Ski With Me and Four Season Fitness and this radio blog talk show. There are five different areas of interest. There's within the Blog Talk Radio program, but Blog Talk Radio is brought to you through the Hope Collection. And the Hope Collection has 8 pillars. And I kind of smile and look at them and say, you know, they're really pillars of our culture, our society, and our civilization, if you come right down to it. But it includes family, friends, and faith. The friends, of course, refer to our community. And so it's friends, community, and our faith-based interest. But part of the Hope Collection, that which has been segmented out, is the R&R Center, or Research and Resource Center. And that is an aspect that has a number of educational units, and one can become a member of the Hope Collection free of charge. Opportunity that you can't beat because there's no charge. You can then avail yourself of some of the different services that are available through the R&R Center, such as Optimize My Life or ePantry. Just to take one of these benefits, ePantry is a consolidator of discounts and coupons. I think we're all familiar with the coupon aspects, but it can offer our members several advantages. For instance, it's a door-to-door or just-in-time delivery, and it's a number of discounts and special offers. And the R&R Center actually does some manufacturing of some of the products, primarily nutrition and such. So you can see the interplay here between Four Seasons Fitness and Ski With Me and the ePantry service, Optimize My Life in the R&R Center. So anyway, Blog Talk Radio is brought to you 5 days a week by the Hope Collection. And Mondays is set aside as the Four Seasons Fitness segment. In other words, we're dealing with health and fitness through recreation. And our statement within the Ski With Me organization is our values are based upon family, and that being the basis of our civilization, our culture and society, as well as the fundamental values of Ski With Me. I assure you that Ski With Me is not ski with an elderly gentleman who happens to have been a ski instructor and still lives for 54 years. It's about connecting up with a membership organization which helps you get started in skiing, or as we go around into four-season recreation, we have a special interest in kayaking and hiking and just family fun in general. So to the three Fs, the family, friends, and faith, we add a fourth, and that's fun. Yes, we're dedicated to these pillars of civilization, but four-season fitness and Ski With Me, it adds fun to the whole process. And in our opinion, that's what is a much a part of a godly life as anything, is having good, clean family fun community through community organizations. So Ski With Me does work with a number of nonprofit organizations and in particular educational institutions. For example, here in Buffalo, we have on board the a program which makes skiing and winter sports accessible to anyone. We have another mantra here, is you're going to live in Buffalo, you better learn to love the winter. But not all aspects or segments of our population have that ability. And so we work with inner city schools, and we work with them in a number of ways in Ski With Me. Number one, of course, we're taking them out to the actual mountain resort sites and teaching them how to love winter. But in addition, we have found as we did this that many of these young students really don't dress properly for winter. So we have another nonprofit organization in the Western New York area called Coats for Kids. And Coats for Kids has generously offered to equip these young students with proper winter attire, especially warm clothing, which will make fun in the snow that much easier. And so we bring out on school buses different schools. We largely like to focus on elementary schools, but we do a lot of work with middle schools and really indirectly with high schools, which I'll touch on in just a minute. But the elementary school students come out for an entire day. They come out on the school buses, and we have volunteer ski instructors. And we have the generosity of the Buffalo Ski Center or the resources of a county park, Emory Park. And so the students, depending on conditions, go to one or the other, and it costs them nothing. But we have four segments during the day. One segment is the first, and that's how to dress and deal with winter in general. And then we have a rotation of three stations. One of them deals with skiing and snowboarding. The other deals with puts them out on a hike. Assuming they are dressed properly for the day, they go out on a nature hike with another nonprofit organization who supplies the rangers. At the bottom of the Gulf Buffalo Ski Center is a Rails to Trails abandoned railroad site, and is an incredible opportunity to hike. But, of course, we do a circular route in this because we bring them right back to the lodge for a lunch. And that lunch is, again, provided by the Buffalo school systems. Just incidentally, I inform our listeners that the Buffalo school system is the second largest school system in the state. And I think most of you could guess that the largest is New York City. But with my teaching background and my 10 years at middle school and my 40 years of running ski operations ski schools. I can talk the talk and walk the walk and use all of the right language. Now, am I that effective in teaching? Maybe not so much anymore, but we have young teachers who are certified through the Professional Ski Instructors of America and the sister arm of the American Association of Snowboard Instructors, and they're much more vibrant, much more energetic, and much more in shape than yours truly. But I did mention that there was a high school aspect of this, and I mentioned the word indirectly we work with high schools, because we do go into the high schools, and those that don't have ski clubs, we offer the opportunity to put together a ski club. Now, it's surprising in today's day and age, and perhaps due to busy schedules or other interests, schools are having difficulty finding chaperones and organizers, facilitators for these ski clubs. Well, yours truly organized a ski club in my teaching days in middle school. It was the Mill Middle Mustang Ski Group, and we just had a lot of fun in the process. And I found out that it afforded a great opportunity to work with school children, not so much developing their athletic skills, that's what the varsity coaches do, but rather to touch their lives and interact with them on a somewhat personal relationship, in the sense that we had a rare opportunity that public schools avoid, maybe because of the legal system and suits and lawsuits and such. But it's very difficult to actually work with shaping and molding attitudes and values within the students. Maybe it's because there's just too much curriculum to cover in a 45-minute classroom. But on the long bus ride out and the somewhat abbreviated yet tight relationship that is developed as you ride up a double chairlift and, of course, the ride home, we as chaperones have an opportunity to mix with the students on a friendly basis and get to express our attitudes and opinions and hopefully serve as great role models to these students. So, yes, we do target primarily elementary schools, do work a lot with middle schools, but then work with the high schools also, indirectly work with the high schools. And one of the major tools we use in our grab bag of effective teaching is to join forces with other nonprofit organizations. I mentioned the Coats for Kids and the Western New York Ecology Club. But in addition, one of our primary partners is the Child Evangelism Foundation. And that is a excellent organization. Over close to 100 years of history in using the schools after school opportunities to do some Bible introduction and scripture lessons. And they run youth groups. Oh, I guess kind of like, I'll compare it, I may not be just in doing that, to like the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts or the Girl Scouts. They have after school Bible studies. And during the summer, they run camps, day school camps. And so each of the facilitators within their specific community organizes these groups and teaches the kids not only about scripture, not only about the Bible, not only about Judeo-Christian principles, but also how to have fun. So we combined with them, and we operated our first test program last season. It was the middle of March, and everything looks like a go-ahead. Now, I mentioned that this organization has been around for close to a century, but in addition, it is totally across the world, and it actually is an international organization. It's a 501c3 IRS, Internal Revenue Service designation given to charitable organizations. Most of the 501c3s tend to use the word nonprofit or service-oriented rather than charitable. But that being said, we are so proud to now be partners with the CEF. And although we're working locally here in Western New York, we anticipated that we'll be extending it across the state in our first year of full operation. Last year's mid-March experience was just a test instructional program. Ski With Me offers a somewhat unique program called Ski In 3. Ski In 3 is a guaranteed or assured program run by Ski With Me in which we guarantee we can teach anyone how to ski in 3 lessons or we'll continue the instructions free of charge. Now, I must admit and laugh, it really takes 4 lessons. But Ski In 3 is a marketing label because 3 and ski and me and several other words all rhyme. And that alliteration is very important in our public promotions and advertising and marketing program. So that kind of summarizes what Ski With Me is all about. And on that basis, again, having additional calls here to make, I do state that we're on a call-in format, and we encourage people to call in with questions, comments, or any remarks that they want. But in addition to that, we often line up interviews with different people engaged in the recreation business. And just like last week, I am chagrined to say that our person had to bow out who was going to do this, Bristol Mountain Resort. I was on the phone with them earlier this morning, but they were unable to keep the 12 noon appointment. So in that regard, I do share with you that we're learning how to pre-record these interviews, which will make it much easier, and we'll simply rebroadcast these audio segments with you as though that it still occurs by telephone, and so we'll just rebroadcast those telephone calls. Now, in terms of the call-in format, we still will have the studio open, and we'll see callers as they come in, and we're able to pause the recorded audio file, have that person ask the question. It's just that the facilitator or moderator of the day will attempt to answer the question. But I think the wisest teacher is one who knows how to say, you know, I don't have that answer right now, but I'll find it for you. So you callers who have been diligently calling in over the last many weeks, we encourage you to still call in. And although some of our guests may not be in person, we'll still be here to at least field, if not totally, answer your questions. So on that basis, and with the clock approaching the 12:30 mark, I'm going to say that we're going to end this broadcast for the day, but encourage you to come back Monday through Friday and listen to the different programs. Tuesday, it's Travel Tuesday. Again, what more fun can you have than travel? And, of course, travel ties in to what we call vacation packages. And tour operations, so there's great synergy between Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we have Wealth Building Wednesday. Our moderator for this day is Barb Riley, and she is an expert in tiny homes. And the Hope Collection has a number of projects going, which we call Hope Villages. And there's about 5 major advantages to tiny homes. So if you're wondering what they are, tune in Wednesday, 12 noon to 1, and Barb Riley and her many guests will speak to those issues, those questions, and you yourself will have an opportunity to call in and ask specific questions to you. Barb is an expert certified throughout the country in terms of mortgage originations, and that all relates to tiny homes. And then on Thursday, we have another Hope board member, and that is comes on the program, and he has a helper or sidekick. So Bob Oakley and Larry handle our Thursday. And we do call it the Bob Oakley Hour, but Bob primarily is a resource for housing and housing development. He and Larry are, I think, very active in another fine nonprofit organization which builds homes And I think they do a lot of counseling with people who need additional answers or help in establishing their first home or remodeling their existing homes or refinancing their current real estate holdings. And then Friday, we're honored to have Captain Len Kane, who is literally the first Top Gun. Was written about him, which was made into a largely fictional but still entertaining and fun movie called Top Gun. So that's it for now, folks. Thank you for joining us. And remember, there's always hope. God bless. The Lord's our source.